Well, back here in the United States, television networks are rolling out their plans for the next 6 months at the first TV Critics Press Tour of the year. It's just getting underway, and there is a lot of pressure on 21st Century Fox executives to answer how the company is going to survive, given the sale of much of its holdings to Disney. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is checking out the tour. He joins us from Pasadena, California. And Eric, 21st Century Fox struck that deal with Disney last month, $52 billion. Have executives given any more clarity about what the future holds?
No. Well, what's interesting here is that basically under the terms of this deal, Fox would take its TV studio that makes a lot of the programming for its primetime network. That would go to Disney. And a lot of cable channels that it has would also go to Disney, like FX. Now, what modern networks have been doing is they've been building this infrastructure where they are a media company with a lot of different platforms. So you look at NBC, for example, and they have a broadcast network. They have a studio that makes their TV shows. They have a suite of cable channels that, and they all kind of work together sometimes. Fox is dismantling that a little bit in this deal. And so everybody's sort of wondering, like, what is the Fox network going to look like once the deal closes? And so I spent some time talking to two people who are co-chairs of Fox, Gary Newman and Dana Walden. And both of them said the deal's not going to close for a year to a year and a half. They're going to try to have business as usual as much as they can. But there's a sense that they might have a little more flexibility because they're not tied down to a studio and they can make deals with independent producers. Now, if you're somebody who has a lot of options, you're very talented, you're somebody who makes TV, and you're a big name, are you going to place a show on Fox when there's so much uncertainty about what that network will be like in a year and a half or so when your show finally hits the air? I think right now their job is to kind of assure Hollywood that the Fox network will continue, the network that brings us The Simpsons and The X-Files and shows like that, that that will continue beyond this deal.
Okay. So let's talk about another sort of larger cultural moment and how that might play out in television. You know, I'm talking about the Me Too moment the fact that we as a nation are talking a lot more about sexual harassment. Do you see the possibility of that making its way into the stories on television?
I don't think there's any doubt. And we're already seeing it. Shows like Law & Order that have a lot of flexibility and can jump on topics are certainly tackling this. I think we're going to see original series that will also talk about these issues. But what's really interesting is what's going on behind the scenes. There's been this commission on sexual harassment that's been convened that Anita Hill is going to chair. And everyone may remember Anita Hill is the woman who came forward to accuse Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. She's going to lead this commission that is being backed by some of the biggest names in Hollywood. There's also a movement called Time's Up that's being supported by a lot of high-profile women in Hollywood, including Shonda Rhimes and Reese Witherspoon and America Ferrera, and they have put together a legal defense fund for people who feel that they may have experienced sexual harassment. They've collected over $14 million already.
Well, Eric, honestly, one can only hope that these women and these new groups are really successful, right? Because this is a huge reckoning that's going on in Hollywood. I'm wondering if the conversation there right now is that it's a reckoning that's long overdue.
I think so. You know, Hollywood, because of its reputation as being a sort of a liberal bastion or a bastion of artistic ideas and freedom, has long been exempted from the kind of scrutiny that we've given to corporate America on these issues of diversity and gender equality and sexual harassment. And now, finally, we have this sense that Hollywood is being held to account and being forced to live up to its perception. And there are a lot of powerful people in Hollywood who are stepping up to try and help this happen. I think we're going to see some progress. We're certainly going to talk about it a lot here at the TV Critics Press Tour. Rose McGowan, a woman who is at the center of the Harvey Weinstein scandal and has, you know, accused him of raping her, she's going to be here, and I'm sure folks are going to ask her questions about how she feels about all these efforts. And hopefully we will see Hollywood held to account in a way that it hasn't been before now.
Yeah. Well, before I let you go, Eric, one last question about stuff we actually might see on screens, but I'm thinking more streaming content, right? Netflix and Amazon and Hulu. What do you think we can expect from them this year?
More.
Lots more. The
short answer. Netflix is talking about spending up to $8 billion on new content in 2018. Amazon is in this position where it has to redefine itself. Its top content executive was ousted amid sexual harassment allegations, and it's had a mandate from Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, to develop more content that's more broad-based, that appeals to a wider audience than maybe the artistic niche-y kind of stuff that it's been doing. Hulu is going to be building on the success of The Handmaid's Tale, which is a big hit for them, and Apple TV is going to be stepping forward with new TV content. They've hired a bunch of executives from Hollywood. You know, it's just going to add to the wonderful cornucopia of, you know, shows that are out there for everyone right now.
Well, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is keeping track of all the developments at the TV Critics Winter Press Tour. Eric, it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.